Welcome to the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to the Christian Post, more than 100 prominent black clergy have signed a petition calling for a boycott of the Word Network after Kiffin Adel, the network's white owner and CEO, was accused of racial insensitivity. Recently, his actions have shown that even though he has profited off of the black community, Mr. Adel does not have regard for black humanity, the petition that has garnered more than 3,000 signatures in 6 days said. The Word Network is billed as the largest African-American religious network in the world. Among the protesting preachers are Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan of Zoe Ministries, Pastor Deborah Jordan, also of Zoe Ministries, Pastor Larry Reed of Larry Reed Live, Vicky Ohi, a Christian recording artist, Paul Crouch Jr. of the Impact Network, Lisa Sharon Harper of Freedom Roads, the Reverend Anita Faye Wilson, Apostle Travis Wright, the Reverend Yolanda Brown of Center of Destiny Ministries, and the Reverend Peter Heltzel. At the center of the allegations against Adel is Bishop George Bloomer, age 56, a longtime televangelist and founder of Bethel Family Worship Center, a multicultural ministry in Durham, North Carolina. The petition alleges that Bloomer recently left the network as a result of the allegations against Adel. Second, according to the Christian Post, some 69 people were rescued Wednesday from a life of chains, cages, and torture at a so-called Christian ministry in the Twin Island nation of Trinidad and Tobago, in a case local police describe as slavery and the largest human trafficking ring in the country. What we believe is that we have cracks. What we believe is the biggest human trafficking ring in the country. Some of them said they have been here for years. This is a much bigger picture, and we have to investigate each and every case. This relates to virtual slavery, with what we have seen here, Trinidad and Tobago's Commissioner of Police Gary Griffith told the Trinidad and Tobago Guardian. Police announced that they rescued 65 men and 4 women from the Transformed Life Ministry Rehabilitation Center in Arauca, Trinidad, during a sting operation Wednesday morning. The victims range in ages from 20 to their 60s, and most of them were found in cages and some in handcuffs. Some of them say they have been tortured. It is such a bigger picture with profit being made out of this. Family members deliberately sending their loved ones here and extracting the profits from the families, Griffith said. Human trafficking, according to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, involves the use of force, fraud or coercion to obtain some type of labor or commercial sex acts. Millions of men, women, and children are trafficked worldwide annually, including in the U.S. A member of the ministry speaking on condition of anonymity to the TNT Guardian denied that the people found at the facility were being trafficked and noted that the Transformed Life Ministry Rehabilitation Center is simply a rehabilitation home for people who want to come out of drug addiction. But it was still unclear Thursday how the victims were being used for profit, but Griffith said the barbaric scene they encountered at the ministry showed evidence that the victims were being tortured. Third, according to the Daily Beast, former Vice President Joe Biden explicitly called for President Trump to be impeached on Wednesday afternoon at a campaign stop in New Hampshire. Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation, and committed impeachable acts, Biden said while speaking on stage at a stop in Rochester. He should be impeached. The move represents a significantly stronger stance for the Democratic contender, who has for weeks faced sustained attacks from the president. He went on to criticize Trump's treatment of the United States Constitution, saying he's shooting holes in the document. The United States cannot have a president who will abuse whatever power he has available to him in order to get re-elected, he said. The Daily Beast recently reported that senior Trump campaign officials are increasingly considering the 2020 Democratic nomination to be a two-way race between Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is the first top-tier contender to call for an impeachment inquiry and shares front-runner status with Biden. Fourth, according to Black News, Mark Shand, a black man from Connecticut who spent 27 years in prison after being wrongfully convicted of a crime he did not commit, was recently awarded $27 million to compensate for every year he was imprisoned. Shand was then 21 years old when he was sentenced to life without parole after being convicted of shooting and killing Victoria Seymour, a mother of three, during a robbery of a drug dealer outside a club in Springfield, Massachusetts in 1986. Shand, who was then pegged as a troublemaker, was apparently targeted by local detectives, who allegedly showed a photo of him wearing sunglasses to one of the drug dealers and told him that Shand had shot Mrs. Seymour, according to his lawsuit. Brothers David and Charles Heffy Stokes, who were the drug dealers and two of the witnesses, identified Shand as the gunman. Years later, they and the other witnesses who testified that he is the gunman changed their statements and said that the detectives had coerced them into lying. Shand's case reached Centurion Ministries, a New Jersey-based nonprofit that helps release those who have been wrongfully convicted and help find new evidence in his case. He was officially exonerated in 2013 and his conviction was overturned. The state, however, did not apologize and admit any wrongdoing. They only initially agreed to pay him $450,000. Fifth, according to Baptist Press, survivors of sexual abuse shared their painful stories and urged churches to care for the survivors in their midst at a Southern Baptist sponsored national conference held October 3rd through 5th. The survivors' personal stories came during Caring Well, Equipping the Church to Confront the Abuse Crisis, a conference hosted by the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, or ERLC, in partnership with the SBC Sexual Abuse Advisory Group. The event, the ERLC's sixth annual national conference, sought to educate churches about abuse prevention and ministering to survivors. The more than 1,650 registered attendees and a live stream audience heard a survivor story from each of four women, including speaker and artist Jackie Hill Perry, as well as explanations of their abuse and its effects from other speakers in the main sessions. Sixth, according to the Christian Post, Adam Tyson, the pastor who was invigorating and inspiring audiences across the U.S. at Rapper Kanye West's Sunday service events, has revealed some fascinating details about West's newfound Christian faith. He is living and walking with God, Tyson told the PureFlix podcast, noting that he's seen noticeable changes in the rapper's life. He's in the Bible, he's in prayer. Tyson, pastor of Placerita Bible Church in Santa Clarita, California, said West won't even allow people to curse around him, and he confirmed that the performer only wants to sing gospel music moving forward. The preacher also shared the story behind how he first met West, explaining that the rapper randomly visited a church of around 300 members in May, and the two quickly struck up a friendship. It was during some private conversations that West told Tyson he had recently become a Christian. West said, "I was just under the weight of my sin and I was being convicted that I was running from God, and I knew I needed to make things right, so I came to Christ. I came out of darkness and came into the light," Tyson recounted. The pastor recalled spending 3 hours with West during their first meeting. Tyson said he went through the gospel and explained that Christ came to die for sinners, and that by repenting and believing in him, we can have eternal life. The rapper's response to this message was fascinating. He reportedly told Tyson, "I told you I've been radically saved. I believe that message, and I want to get that message out to the world. And that's exactly what West appears to be doing now, hosting Sunday service events at churches and locations across the U.S. Musical events that also feature gospel messages from Pastor Tyson. As for Tyson, he has kept his commitment to help Kanye. "I told him, as long as you're professing Christ and living for him, I'm here to help you," he said. In addition to traveling the United States to deliver the gospel at West's Sunday service events, Tyson hosts Tuesday Bible studies with West and his staff, traveling to Cody, Wyoming each week where West now lives. "He's so excited about studying the Bible," Tyson said. "How can you say no?" Seventh and finally today, according to ABC7 New York, Oscar-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr. learns on Thursday that he's facing a new undisclosed charge in his sexual misconduct case. A development that came as jury selection was set to begin for his trial in New York City. At a court hearing in Manhattan, Assistant District Attorney Jenna Long revealed the charges contained in a sealed indictment. She told the judge that the indictment covers previous allegations as well as a previously uncharged incident, which will remain sealed until Gooding is due back in court on Tuesday, October 15th. Gooding was previously accused of groping a woman at a rooftop bar near Times Square back in June. The woman told police she believed Gooding was intoxicated, and the 51-year-old Jerry Maguire star was arrested 4 days later after turning himself into police. He pleaded not guilty to forcible touching and sexual abuse charges and was released on his own recognizance after about 6 hours in police custody. A judge in Aucas rejected his request to have the case thrown out. Gooding's legal team claims there's surveillance video that will exonerate him, but the judge ruled that the conflicting account should be resolved at a trial. He could face up to a year in prison if convicted. The actor left court Thursday without speaking to reporters. You can read these stories and more at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has, and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.